I don't know that a song is going to be a hit or not. I really don't. I'm really bad at deciding what people are going to like. You know, I think, for example, that song here, Finding It in the States, took, you know, it was 32 weeks. It lost its bullet twice. It was like the little song that could, you know. And that song, funnily enough, was the last song written for the Sarin Gas album, because what we had was, we'd already had a demo. Before we got signed, we had a demo on the radio as a single, which they added the demo to the national radio. And then we got signed on the strength of that, and basically then we needed a new single. So we didn't have anything to follow it up with. So we'd been in the studio for about 2 weeks trying desperately to write a song, because, you know, our producer and our record company were pretty adamant that we needed to write something that was going to be a single, and we didn't know what that meant. So eventually they said, cool, you know what, the album's on hold, go home. So we went home. And literally that afternoon, we went home. Fine Again just came out. It was like, you know, I was playing a 7-string at the time, and I kind of attribute the fact that we wrote it that day because it was a new thing for me. It was a new instrument. So I was kind of like, well, let me try something different instead. So we went home. We got in the band room. We walked in, and I think it was almost immediately I started playing the song, and you know, everyone came in, and it, again, one of those songs that just came out completely organically and on the spot. And so we basically did it one time. We're like, man, we like that song, so maybe that's what they're looking for. So we put the cassette tape in the machine, set the little mic up in the middle of the room and recorded the song. And we decided, well, we were really mad at them, and we were really pissed at the fact that they were going to put the album on hold and that we weren't allowed to release it. So we were going to go out and get hammered at the local rock club. So we took the tape, we dropped it off, said, here's your stupid song, or here's one anyway. And then we got in the car and we were heading towards this club. And on the way over, they called us and said, this is the song we've been looking for. This is the one. And we're like, really? So we went in the next day and recorded it and got to release the album. And so it was our second single back home. But it was, it was cool because it was dealing with the frustration of the situation.
I think it's the law of averages a lot of the time, even if you have great songs and you know, they know that they're ready to go ahead, I think they'll still say, hey, you know, just try and write maybe another single or another song, and they'll push you as far as you can go, you know, just maybe that amazing single that blows the rest away comes out, you know, during that time. So I think even if they are willing to go ahead, they still take a bit of time and see what comes out. So we're getting wise to that now, so... when you're young you'll do whatever it takes. You just want to play music and be in a band and live the dream and
not, you know, work a day job.
Yeah.